So this morning we had some really great news related to the COVID vaccine. It sounds like Merck is going to work to produce the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is fantastic news. The thing that really makes it kind of interesting is that these two companies are enemies, basically. They do not sit around and pal around together. So this is quite remarkable that Merck is going to make the vaccine. And I'm sure that Biden had to use, well, he didn't even have to say it, right? I mean, he's got the Defense Production Act, and he could have forced Merck to do this. And I think they realized that. So maybe there was a tone of willingness between the two, between Merck and Johnson & Johnson, to actually pull this off. But it's amazing to me that these two competitors can get along. And we know from living our daily lives in business and what we do in business, and if you happen to work in a major corporation, you know that you have to get along with other departments to make things happen. You can't have an environment like we have in politics where you've got Democrats and Republicans and they don't want to do anything together. I mean, that doesn't work in the real world. And here's another example of it. So this is great news to hear, and it's actually going to obviously get more of this vaccine going. And the thing about the vaccine is that it's not just Americans that need the vaccine. We've got to start vaccinating the world, because otherwise we're leaving everybody else in third world countries and whomever that have no vaccines and no ability to get the vaccines for money or government or all of the above. That creates a petri dish, and that's how you get these variants, is when you don't get people vaccinated. So the more people to get vaccinated, the better off we are. But given all of that, folks, it's really strange. This is a news story that just kind of popped up. It was strange for me to hear that Mike Lindell, yes, the MyPillow guy, nut job that he is, he was at CPAC, and there's reports out there that he actually had his mic cut off. How embarrassing to be at CPAC babbling on about election fraud conspiracy and vaccine gobbledygook, you know, a bunch of BS that he was coming up with there at the podium, and they cut his mic off. I mean, it's an amazing thing. So one of the highlights that he was saying is that the vaccine is only 95% effective. And the point about, you know, these percentages are I don't even know why they publish them, because the reality is, you know, with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you get one shot, it's almost a certainty that you're not going to end up in the hospital or dying from COVID. And if you get the other vaccines where you have to have the two doses, the same thing. So babbling on about something that's only 95% effective, it'll keep you out of the hospital, Mike Lindell. I mean, come on. I just don't get it. And he also likened the vaccine to the biblical mark of the beast. The mark of the beast, which is really a stretch, you know, when you get down to it. And I don't know how far along they let him get in sort of this Babylonia that he was doing up there at CPAC, but evidently that's where he was going with all of this. So another weird story, folks, that's in the news as well, is that New Orleans Archdiocese has advised Catholics to avoid the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So he says that the vaccine is morally compromised through the extensive use of abortion-derived cell lines. And he's not the only one, according to the Washington Post, who's also reporting that Bishop Joseph Strickland in Tyler, Texas, tweets repeatedly for Catholics not to take any vaccine whatsoever. The Archdiocese of New Orleans evidently is saying, just don't take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The other guy is saying, don't take any of it, which is about as nut job as you can get. I wish they would just stick to religion, you know what I mean? And let the scientists do the science. But that's the pushback, I guess, with the Archdiocese of New Orleans, is that supposedly they claim that the HEK293 cells, which are used to test and produce the vaccine in some respect when they're coming up with this, originated in the 1970s, yes, 50 years ago, from an aborted fetus, supposedly, as the story goes. Now, ethicists and people have pushed back on this and said they've dismissed this, saying that the cells and similar cell lines that are used to test vaccines are all cloned now, and they contain no real tissue. Everything's being cloned. There is no fetal tissue that's being used at this stage of the game. So at what point does the argument just become sort of, you know, like sit down and shut up sort of an argument? So the goal is for them to, really, for them, they should be saving souls. That's their goal. Not use religion to try to delve into science and tell people to avoid taking a vaccine, which really, that process of doing that could be a death sentence for somebody. Let's get down to it. I mean, I'm a strong believer in the fact that, yeah, we should get these vaccines. So that's one story that actively dissuades people from getting vaccinations. You know, the previous stories that I just mentioned. How about people who passively dissuade people from getting a vaccine? A former aide to Donald Trump is contending that Donald Trump and Melania Trump as well got the vaccine in January. And why wouldn't Trump say anything about it? Why wouldn't he use that getting the vaccine to encourage people to do the same? He never encouraged mask wearing, as we know. And there's reports that are surfacing now that he was actually sicker from COVID than was originally thought. Remember that whole thing where the doctor came out and he talked about, you know, how Trump was sick and, well, he just dodged every question. It was like, just go back, doctor. I don't know why he even trotted out to try to answer questions, because he didn't answer anything. Well, the reality is Donald Trump was way sicker than we thought. His oxygen level, saturation level was right at about 80%, which is pretty dismal. It sounds like without the monoclonal antibodies, he wouldn't be with us today. And now we hear that he took the vaccine and just wouldn't tell anybody about it. So the narrative of not wearing a mask and not saying he got the vaccine must have outweighed in his mind the benefit of wearing a mask and encouraging people to get a vaccine. It's as if Trump was some sort of phony, fake anti-vaxxer. You know, I'll get the vaccine, but I'm not going to tell anybody. No way. No way. Why would I do that? And just consider all the good that he could have done out of doing this. Encouraging mask wearing by example, encouraging getting a vaccine by example, all the good that could have been done that was never realized. It wouldn't have cost him a penny, folks, by the way, to do any of that. Wouldn't have cost him a penny. It just goes to show you that common sense really isn't as common as people think it is. And I always like to tell people, in joking somewhat, that, you know, if there really is intelligent life out there, folks, I mean, we must make for a pretty compelling reality TV show for these people out there, if there is intelligent life. That's a thought for the day. Folks, thanks for tuning in. Until next time.